Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Today, my guest is John Stefanik, the associate director of one of the most popular shows ever to hit the Broadway stage, The Lion King. It hit the stage of the Hippodrome last night to begin a three-week run that ends on December 10th. John Stefanik joins us on the line from New York. So it would strike me that one of the directorial challenges that you, as the associate director and the director, face is when you have a show that has two of the probably the biggest pop hits ever, Can You Feel the Love Tonight and The Circle of Life. Is it kind of a game to figure out how to pace things until those songs end up on the roster?
Well, you know what's funny about the stage production of The Lion King is the Elton John and Tim Rice songs are, of course, you know, the trademark of the show and are so beautiful and such a foundation. But really, they've become just the jumping off point for the stage production. Really, the stage production, it lies in the African music by Le Boheme. And that music is really what the heartbeat of the show is. It's that feeling of Africa that is with five different languages that sort of ensconced into the entire production that really creates the energy and the feel for what the stage production has become.
And, you know, speaking of the languages, I'm sure I could look this up on Google, but you would give me a better answer. What does Hakuna Matata actually mean?
Means no worries. There you go.
One of the most popular phrases in all of Broadway history. Yeah. Does this production, as a touring production, differ at all from the Broadway production?
Obviously, you can't have things coming out of the ground that you can have on a Broadway set that's built, purpose-built. However, that could be a detriment to a lot of shows, but with Lion King, we really turned that into a positive and made the show, the experience of the show, feel just the same as what it is on Broadway. We rediscovered and reinvented a few little moments that on stage may look a little bit different, but actually they play beautifully. And it's very funny. There's even a couple that Julie Taymor, our incredible creator, that once she worked on them for the tour, she liked them so much she actually went back and put them into Broadway. So, you know, I think that the beauty about this production that's on tour going all over America is that it's with Disney, they've given everything that there is for the production, that you have beautiful costumes, you have beautiful sets, you have beautiful orchestrations and music, and an incredible, incredible company that's actually brand new, that we've just rehearsed not even a month ago, and that excitement and energy is going to be quite thrilling for your audiences, I'm sure.
John Stefanik is the associate director of The Lion King. It's at the Hippodrome Theater until December 10th. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows coming up this season at the historic Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome in the heart of the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.